91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm William Carew. After years of planning, a new marina is now under construction in downtown Trenton. QNET's Sean McIntosh has more.
It's been 4 years since Quinny West first made plans to build a municipally run marina, and now things are finally coming together. Construction of the marina's buildings and docks are officially underway next to City Hall and the library. Bob Forder is the manager of buildings and facilities in Quinny West. He says there will be no other marinas quite like this one.
This will be cutting-edge marina, of course, with the security and the type of docks that we're putting in the building. Right at the mouth of the Trent Severn system, nobody else has the mouth of the Trent Severn system, so we will be, we hope, the jewel.
Lisa Grills is supervisor of tourism and special events in Quinny West. She says construction will not only bring a unique marina to Quinny West, but will help bring more attention to the city.
Unlike some of our competing marinas, we've got the opportunity to really create a community feel here at the marina. You've got access, walking access, to retail stores, to grocery stores, to liquor and beer stores. You know, so we're giving the boaters the opportunity to have really a cottage on the water here.
The completion date for the project is currently May 31st. They plan to work through the winter to reach that goal. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Trenton.
Quinny Healthcare cut 9 jobs this morning. The cuts come in the midst of budget cuts for the institution. Susan Rowe is the Senior Director of Communications at Quinny Healthcare.
These were, you know, very valuable individuals to our organization, and they certainly added a lot. The work that they were doing has been reallocated to others in the organization, so we don't expect any direct impact to patient care.
Stay tuned to QNET News for more details. The Medoc branch of Hastings and Prince Edward County's health unit is closing December 18th. But a representative says this does not mean services will be cut. Janet Moorhead Cassidy, the health unit's director of health promotion, says it's actually quite the opposite.
The biggest message that we want to get out to residents of Center Hastings is that there is no decrease in service as a result of the Medoc office closing, and that in actual fact there's great new partnerships that have been formed, and some particular services have been expanded as a result of those partnerships.
She says the decision to close the Medoc branch has been a slow progression, having started with a 2012 analysis into the services offered there. Tourism has dropped slightly in parts of Prince Edward County, but Mike McLeod isn't too concerned. McLeod is the general manager of the Chamber of Tourism and Commerce for Prince Edward County.
We've been tracking this information since 2000. So we look at the curves on what we would see to be normal curves, and it is a normal curve in terms of people coming in. But it was off a little bit from last year.
While the number of tourists decreased a little, McLeod says the county has a lot to look forward to next year.
But the one thing that was positive news, and I think for this coming year, for 2015, is that the amount of information we sent out, like maps and brochures and things like that, was up over the last 2 years. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens with that.
McLeod says the one constant for the county is Sandbanks Provincial Park, an attraction that draws visitors every year. A woman is dead following a two-vehicle collision on eastbound Highway 401 at Brockville. The provincial police say the crash happened at around 5 a.m. Wednesday when the highways were slippery due to snow and freezing rain overnight. They say an eastbound car lost control, spun out, and struck an eastbound transport. A female passenger in the car, identified as Ludmila Schramm, 38, of Richmond Hill, was pronounced dead at the scene. The 18-year-old driver from Woodbridge was taken to hospital in Brockville to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. No bill of indictment has been returned in a racially charged New York City police killing. Warren Levinson has more.
A Staten Island grand jury has refused to return an indictment against a New York police officer in the death of Eric Garner. Garner was killed in July by police attempting to arrest him for illegal cigarette sales. Amateur video of the attempted arrest shows one officer appearing to place him in a chokehold, a takedown banned by NYPD procedures. Garner was black. The officer, Daniel Pantaleo, is white, and coming on the heels of the case of Michael Brown in Missouri, it has been the subject of intense interest and demonstrations. Pantaleo testified before the panel for about 2 hours 2 weeks ago. Warren Levinson, New York.
Tom Mulcair says a new Democratic government would revive the long gun registry, minus the flaws that made the original registry so controversial. The NDP leader says his party is committed to ensuring police have the ability to track firearms. On the other hand, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau says he would not revive the gun registry because it was too divisive. He says there are other ways to reduce gun violence, including the classification of restricted or prohibited firearms and the criteria of necessary to purchase again. Also, the Belleville police say 16-year-old Austin Young has been found. The teenager went missing yesterday morning. That's QNET News on 91X. To 406, sports is next.
Mall holiday shopping hours begin on December 8th. Shop longer Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Christmas Eve shop until 5 p.m. Visit QuintyMall.com for more information. Stuck for a gift idea? A Quinty Mall gift card makes the perfect gift. Happy shopping and happy holidays from Quinty Mall.
The Bulls will be home to the Ottawa 67s tonight. The Bulls have gone 1-5 in their last six games, with only one victory coming against Erie last Saturday. QNET News reporter Cam Kennedy will be live tweeting from the Yardman tonight. Follow him on Twitter at CamKennedy8. Puck drop is at 7:05. Staying with the Bulls, the World Juniors is just weeks away, and a familiar face has gotten the call to participate in Canada's selection camp. Remy Elie is having an excellent season with the Bulls and is thrilled to be a part of the team's camp.
I'm very excited. Same part for my career, and I'm happy.
Bulls coach George Burnett says it's a special call to make to any player.
There are always special calls. I can remember calling Matthias and Subban and others along the way, and it's a special call to make as their coach I think I woke him up, but that's standard, and he was pretty excited for Remy. He's not a guy that gets too excited, and I think he was very proud of being acknowledged. And
Elie will head to camp December 11th, where he will join 28 other Canadian junior hopefuls. Flags at Montreal's City Hall have been lowered to half-mast to honour hockey legend Jean Béliveau, who has died at the age of 83. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, who is an avid hockey fan, is offering condolences on behalf of Canadians, saying, quote, "Mr. Béliveau will be remembered as a hockey giant who inspired a nation with his outstanding skill, humility, and pure love of the game." QNET News will also be talking to Dave Stubbs of the Montreal Gazette about the hockey giant. There are four games in the National Hockey League tonight. The Habs will take their road trip to Minnesota to play against the Wild. Edmonton will look to get past their 10-game losing streak as they head into Winnipeg. The Flyers and Ducks will play in Anaheim at 10:30. And Martin Brodeur will travel with the Blues to back up Jake Allen tonight against the Chicago Blackhawks. Brodeur signed a one-year deal with the Blues yesterday, where he will make $700,000 this season. Staying with hockey, another hockey great, Gordie Howe, did not have a stroke on Monday, according to his son. Mark Howe said that the MRI revealed the results. He says the family is planning on releasing a statement with further details. It was reported Tuesday that Mr. Hockey suffered a significant stroke and was hospitalized. The Toronto Raptors will try and finish their three-game road trip with a winning record when they visit the Utah Jazz tonight. The Raptors kicked off their road trip with a loss to the Lakers in Los Angeles before beating Sacramento last night. It's one of 10 games on the hardwood tonight. No Canada. Buffalo Bills president's Russ Brandon says the team is done playing regular season home games in Toronto after reaching an agreement with Rogers Communications to terminate the 4 years remaining years left in the series. The move wasn't a surprise. The Bills have not fared well in games played in Toronto, and the team changed ownership earlier this year. That's QNET Sports. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnews@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of flurries overnight. Winds starting at 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50. Low, minus 5. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a 30% chance of flurries in the morning. Clearing around noon. West winds starting at 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the morning. High, minus 3. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud. Low, minus 8. High, plus 3. At 4:10, it's 3 degrees and cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm William Prue, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.